Hey. Hey, y'all. We are back. This is Stephanie. Taya Bear and I are here as we close out Mental Health Month, you all. We are continuing with what we're calling mindset questions, right? This week, we pick up with where we left off last week with why are you you? To chime in with us on this one. Message us. Connect with us on our socials. We're at Meta. We're on Meta. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. All of our handles there, you all, are at Girls Collective. Just a reflection, you know, and what have been our experiences. It doesn't have to be a right or wrong answer, but we should constantly ask, explore, write. This episode encourage you to do so. Tune in.
What up? So we're gonna keep going with the mindset. Like we're gonna pick up where we left off with why are you you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I think it was, yeah, it's Mental Health Month. Shout out to Mental Health Awareness for the month of May. And yeah, let's free our minds a little bit. Again, no right or wrong answers. So yeah, let's dive in, you all. We left off our last episode with questions. And the questions that we pose, no right or wrong answer. No right or wrong answer. This is Stephanie, you know, a.k.a. Trail.
This is Terrence, a.k.a. I Tear Bear.
Tear Bear, we're in the building. Your host, you all, if you don't know, if you didn't know. You should know by now, but that part. We have guests sometimes, so I just wanted to put that out there. But let's pick up. What was it last week? Oh, the $1 million. What would you do?
Yeah.
Everybody died tomorrow. Who would you visit? And we agreed we wouldn't visit anyone. No. But we left out you all with why are you you? And realized it would be a whole nother episode. So let's go from there. Why are you you? And Trevor, I'll start.
Go ahead. You start.
Fun with it, but also, you know, I'm already in this self-awareness space, and it's definitely gratitude on the mind. It's just, you have to have that attitude of gratitude. But why am I me? Why are you you? I would have to say because I had a strong mama, a loud mama, a cool-ass dad, a loving grandma, a beautiful family, a tribe. I truly had a tribe. I was able to be a child. I had great friends, great family, always. I mean, because I am sensitive. I'm a hard ass. I've been a hard head. I am mean because I've been loved in my life. I've been a relationship girl. I ain't been out there thotting is why I'm me.
Okay.
I can truly say that I'm grateful. I think I've always been optimistic is why I'm me. I don't tend to look at things from a negative perspective. I don't let things dwell long. I might me too, because sometimes I've been lazy. I've been the procrastinator. I've put things off and I've learned from those things. I'm also me because I've been strong and I've been faithful. I mean, because I'm a prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the love that God has for me. I realize that I am a God. Yes. I mean, because I'm a risk taker.
Okay.
Just a few things. I'm also me because I'm book smart and
you're very
sometimes
smart.
I haven't But I'll tell you too, that hasn't always meant that I've made the best decisions, and I'm still grateful for that. I mean, because like I said, I've been a friend, and I think because I've been a friend, I have great friends. I mean, because I'm loyal. I am loyal. And I want to represent love. I'm a representation of love, is why I mean. A little that's all what, over the place, you all, but I think that is the essence of why I would say I mean all those things.
That's what's up. You laid it out there. You laid it out there.
But I know, now, come on, Ted, but all day, you a thinker, you a writer, so I'm anxious to hear why you're you.
That question is really, it's real. Like, I've been thinking about it since you posed it on the last episode. And can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Yes, I can. Okay.
Well, I think from where you started at with why you're you, it's the same thing because we came from the same tribe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Good family. You know, good, you know, mom A1, dad A1. We got the same grandma. So good tribe. Mm-hmm. But I do think a lot of the reason why I am who I am is because of Melinda and Shane, my two older sisters. Like, it's crazy how I find, like, I can see how their influence dictated a lot of who I am and why I am who I am. It's, you know what I'm saying? So you got that, like, I don't know why, like, I just feel like I could, like, in the decisions I make and the, like, even in, like, my romantic life, you know what I'm saying? Big part of my two older sisters. But I am a thinker. I think a lot of who I am, why I am who I am, it's also from me. Like, I reflect. I'm a thinker. I journal. Like, I do a lot of things to where I take a retrospective look in my own life all the time to make sure, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's fucked up. Like, or you did that. That was fucked up. Like, don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need nobody to tell me, like, you know what I'm saying? Some people have to hear it from somebody else to understand, like, something about them is fucked up. But that's not the case for me. For me, I know when I do something and I correct, you know what I'm saying? I try and correct my own behavior, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm all over the place, but.
No, you're not. Remember, our questions don't have a right or wrong answer. So I'm loving what you're sharing, you know, for our audience, help us understand, like, when you say Shan and Melinda, like, what about them is prevalent for you? And, like, I know totally that influenced me to be who I am. I think you said, like, from a relationship perspective, and not that I'm pointing to anything, but What is prominent that, like, I noticed that, I know that, because, like you said, you reflect.
Right, so it's just like, okay, they have a certain amount of years on me, right? So mm-hmm. I grew up chasing behind them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're a little bit older. So what I mean is, like, I take different aspects of what you know, of how they went through life. Like, Shan is a fighter. Shan don't quit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't wait for nobody to give her the clearance to be who she was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned resilience from her. You know, she was a whole team mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she just don't, like, I saw something in her that I was like, damn, a lot of bras need to be like my sister. or I could be a little bit like my sister. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like she don't quit, like, and she's no nonsense. Mm-hmm. Now, Melinda,
a whole fool.
Oh,
oh my God, I love her. Melinda, I love that about her. You know what? I don't want to cut you off. That's not fair.
Melinda is like you said, how you just started laughing as soon as you thought about her. Melinda taught me how not to take everything so serious. Like, yeah, your whole life is going to be fine.
YOLO. You know,
just do it. Like, your whole everything going to be okay. Like how people be like, what's for me is for me, or, you know, YOLO. Like, Melinda is the essence of that. And then, I talk about it all the time. I fucking love black women. They badass bitches. But in a relationship type of thing, Melinda taught me how to, like, make stuff work. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, she taught me how to make, like, in that department. You know what I'm saying? Since been married for, like, 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she taught me, how, like, you just, and Ernest. You know,
but
they were great examples for a little boy, and especially
a little gay boy.
You know what I'm saying? They were great examples mm-hmm. for me to look to. And I took traits away from them that made me who I am. Like, it made me me. I had my mom, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. But first love. She was the first black woman that made me.
That is so sweet. Oh, my.
Yeah, she was the first black woman, and I had other black women around me, but she was the first black woman, and I was like, nah, that's a bad, like, we didn't have that term in the back then, but, like, that's a bad broad. Like, that's, like, she, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just, it was something about her that I was like, I got, like, that's, I don't know. I'm at a loss of words, but she was my first love. She was my first best friend. You know what I'm saying? So that's why that's who made me who I am.
Oh, that's so heartwarming. It really is.
Right, but it's a lot of things about me. Like, I'm a complex person, so that's why that question was really loaded. Like, why are you you? I could tell you who I am, but I have never, nobody's ever posed me, and that's why these questions were good, because, like, they really make you, like, look with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I told you a whole 12 weeks, and I think I'm at, this is the 11th week, if I'm not mistaken, for me to be really thinking, you know, another way, and thinking about mindset, not being in your head, you know, like you said, not dwelling and oh my world is ending, none of that, but just those things to, hey, elevate, you know, ask a difficult question, ask something that's going to make you ponder. And I think even for me and how I answered, it was just reflective of everybody in all things.
Right, and it's reflective of where you, like, your mental right now. Like, because you went to exact, like, you went to direct, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. loving mom, that, like, that's where you at right now. Like, you in that area, like, where you are, you know, a loving mom, a wife, well, not quite a wife yet, but common law.
Look, always, I swear, 2023, you all will have an announcement and date and all that. We really are working on, like, okay, look, it's been engaged, shit, that, but, you know, totally committed and love about my life and all of that good stuff. But I think, you know, in a sum up, I definitely want to get to a few questions. Okay. Why are you new? I think we answered it solid. I love, unless you have more, cousin, I don't want to cut you off. I feel like I...
No, I don't want to keep thinking about that because I can't get emotional.
No, it was good, though. It was good. Okay, so it's decisions are being made right now. Question is, are you making them for yourself or are you letting others make them for you?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Because I just made a lot of decisions and I didn't let no one make the decision for me, but I made decisions.
Will we say personal? Will we say work? Will we say family? You know,
this is work.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I chose to take a leap and do all this work, but nobody made them for me, but I didn't make them for myself. I made them thinking about Madison. You see what I'm saying?
I like that.
So she did, she's, you know, she didn't make the decision for me, but I made decisions for her, for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I made decisions for myself because of her. So, yeah, that's, like, that's right on time for me. Like, I just want to make sure that I can set her up. You know what I'm saying? Put myself in a position to where she ain't going, everything going to be okay. We finna break all the generational shit. Like, she going to be left with something. A piece of property, a piece of money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Try and get college paid for while she's six. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like parenting with purpose to me.
Right.
Yes.
I could have easily just been like, whatever. I'm going to just, you know, stay hourly. I get all this time off. I ain't got to work no overtime or nothing like that. But that wouldn't have put me in the position. That wouldn't have put her in the position that I wanted her to be in. So I have made decisions here recently for myself, but it was because of her.
I like. And I'll say, you know, as or being self-employed. Okay, I have been since Taylor has been here, so going on 7 years, but. Sometimes I love teaching, you know. I love that educating piece and connecting with, and although I get to do that and still be self-employed, I almost feel like I'm not doing it to an extent that I want or in the way that I want. So I'm contemplating the decision, and it is for myself, but I like how you frame it, because what it has me thinking about is Taylor, because I had an offer with the county that I live in to do some environmental health, like outreach stuff. And it's tied to the degree, it's tied to schooling. I would really be like a resource. So I would go into partnering with businesses and doing stuff with water quality and fog, or people putting grease in water and campaigning and that kind of stuff. Really almost like marketing, which I like. I do a lot of anyway in my own business, but I like you framed it with Madison, in that it made me think of Taylor, because self-employed, like, yeah, you know, you have this earning potential. But absolutely, you know, I've retired from a job, so I know what it is to have, you know, the 529 pathway to college and the all of these benefits that come along with having a 9-to-5, so to say, or to even be tied to the county in that way. So I had a conversation with her dad, and like the decision about, because I can always be a boss, right? No one is stopping me from, you know, maybe I give them some time during the day.
Right.
She's going to do virtual campus, but both of us are, you know, we're business owners. I told her we have that flexibility. And in the evening time, I work the business. You know, I do some things in the business anyway, because it's based around my schedule because I miss it. Absolutely, a decision being made right now is that I have this offer. The package is definitely attractive. And then, like I told them, it's just, it wouldn't be too much for me. You know, if you think about it, what would you work or what would you do if you would do it for free? It's not work. And it feels very much like that, like the community organizing stuff. I, you know, invested a lot in a career path that way to do that. So I do feel like I'm making a decision right now for myself, but I'm also letting my family and my thoughts of Taylor influence, like, hey, we set streams of income, right? So we don't have all those streams met just yet. And, you know, in a time where this, and especially in my field of water, you know, call me the water lady, because I have a lot of opportunity that people, I don't know, it has me even thinking about training people to go into water careers. So I like that question. My decision right now is I'm making it, but I'm also allowing my daughter and me thinking about her dad and the ultimate ahead, make that decision for me. So,
you know, it's, listening to your answer, it brought up two other things, but I'm gonna start with the last thing you just said. I did not realize that water was just like this big thing. Like, I just listened to this whole podcast about water.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, like, I didn't realize it was people that really work in water.
Like, oh, yes. Water's big business. And I'll tell you,
business.
A whole slew of people are, you know, almost like baby boomers, where the technicians and the tradesmen and the people that run the SCAD, that, you know, the switchboard for the chemicals to treat the treatment plants, they're older, they're retiring. And I know both sides. So I've been the analyst in the lab to test water. And I've also did the certification to where if I wanted to go into a water treatment plant and be a whole technician, I could. Or even train people to know how they could enter that field. But that's a whole nother character. People talk. We should talk about water. And I'm passionate about talking about it. Like, water took me to Alaska to be a whole, like, feel lazy on ranger and have talks with people about nature because of the impact that it could have on the water. So it's huge. And it's a water shortage. You know, it's not raining enough and water is tainted, and we do a lot to impact it. And like I said, I have this huge offer, and I'm like, man, it's not going anywhere. Have you seen the Cat Williams special? We might as well go on and spin this thing until it's a decision, right? We still on our question number two. So, you know, I'm making a decision pertaining to water. So, as you see the Cat Williams special on Netflix, you know, Cat Williams did a stand up, and it's on Netflix.
What happened?
Have you seen Cat Williams on Netflix?
Yes.
Stand up. That's the two things that matter. Matter in the world. Yep. I can't give it all away but that.
Water and God. But that ain't what he said, though.
Damn.
He said something else that get wet.
That part. So, no, water's a whole big thing. Totally, and we'll have another conversation.
Yeah, we have to. But another thing I was going to say after listening to your answer, cousin, have you ever thought about going into politics, but not on a political slant, but as a law? Huh?
Let's discuss it. What gave you that vibe?
But, like, I don't think, I'm not saying politics like as a politician. I'm saying you would be an amazing lobbyist.
I haven't explored enough. So, there we go. I may have another caller. Maybe I you need would to.
I can literally see you lobbying, like, for different things that Atlanta needs from their Congress or their senators. Like, you would be an amazing lobbyist. Like, you should look at it. and see if like certain causes need somebody to lobby on their behalf. On their behalf.
I receive it may, that.
I do not know why your answer just made me think that like. This, I can see this bitch on Capitol Hill like getting what she needs.
Like, back in the numbers, can do a whole, do the survey, my own research to like this. I'm calling it out.
Okay, all right, I receive that.
I could like literally, like that's what I was thinking when you was talking. I was like, I don't know why my mind went there, but I was like, I could really see her organizing and to get like I'm thinking like when you was talking about water, I'm putting it all together, and I know we're not gonna make this about water, but I was thinking like this is who need to go talk to the people in Flint. Like she need to be the one to take them the information, because lobbyists is about, it's not just about having the black and white. It's, you know, it's a certain passion that you need to have to get what you need from these politicians. Make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know why that came in my head, Frank. I ain't trying to like tell you this.
No, but you know, sometimes, hey, in sharing, you know, it's funny that we just talked about who's influenced, and I jumped out there and said, YOLO. No, I love that I have my own business, right? I can contribute to my family's well-being from my business. I do well, but I stay true to what, if you hear that and if it sparked that in you, that's awesome, because I do believe, you know, feel that what I pursued in school and the direction I took with my biology and the chemistry and the environmental health was truly what interests me. It's what I love. I didn't give a decade to a whole job and to move on from it to just say, oh, I just did it and didn't care anything about it. So I'm receptive to that. And you know, a decision right now that I'm making, it's me considering any of that. So it means a lot to hear you even say lobbyist you are. And I think, you know, if you all are listening to us, these questions don't have a right or wrong answer, right? It's part of us freeing our mind and thinking about, and it's actually going to lead us into the next question that I have, but that's really dope to hear you say, you know, sometimes it is you hearing from someone else to like, you know, you think so? Let me explore that. Cause I might totally need to get into that. I'm on the elevate and I'm surely in a space of,
cause I'm telling you, that's a bag for you.
I want to, you know, be a pure representation. I really do.
That's a bag. Like that is a bag. Like they get, like I got two friends that are lobbyists in DC. You know what I'm saying? And that's their full-time job. And I had no idea what a lobbyist do until both of them broke it down to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We're going to explore.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, like you said, lobby a politician thing. But, you know, hey, I can zhuzh it up. You know, I definitely know I have a demeanor to.
Right. Right.
Hey, you know, but hey, the smile and the poise as well to get in there. So let's take a look at about it. Let's see. Let me find that. Oh
yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'll say this really quick and then I'll go to our next question. So for my master's like practicum experience, I volunteered in Atlanta in an area, you know, it's rough and the bluff, and you know, from our influence and why we are who we are, you know, what am I nervous about? You know, it's a different neighborhood. Okay, it's marginalized, but this community-based organization called Atlanta Harm Reduction, shout out to them, I love them to death, but went in there as just a volunteer and completely, you know, they're, oh, you know, Randy, you know, fresh out of jail, and this one used heroin, and that, hey, I'm not here to pass judgment. I'm naturally bringing to the table who I am, you know. Right. So I'm going to call you by your name. I'm a hugger. I don't care if you smell, you know, I'm going to lean in and give you a hug or any of that. And it was a beautiful thing in that around that I was able to even host little groups and do the clothing closet and, you know, do HIV testing and volunteer coordinate. It was a whole big thing prepared. I don't know. It makes me really think, like you're saying, like, is my passion really on the people, for the people? Totally. Get in there for the people.
Right.
I love that. I'll go right into our next question, you all, because, yeah, I think these types of questions do this to you. they have you go off on, you know, freeing your mind. That's what they're called. That's what I framed them as, mindset questions. The next one is, what is the difference between being alive and truly living?
I'll go first. Everyone, I'll just say with the human, everybody's alive. But truly living is really being proactive with your happiness, your well-being, your state of mind, your freedom, your rest, you know, your entertainment. Like, I know too many people that don't live. They're alive, but they're very routine, very wash, rinse, and repeat their whole day. You know what I'm saying? I think this younger generation is showing us how to live. Like, these kids are living.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think once you reach a certain age, that's when you start to just be alive. You know what I'm saying? You start to do things in very routine ways, everything. You know what I'm saying? If you think about your life, how it's church on Sunday, it's back to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I might go out and have a drink on Saturday. I'm going to be, you know, if I don't do church next Sunday, if it's not church, it's brunch. It becomes very routine. And you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And then in 3 months, I'm going to try and do a vacation, but I really don't feel like doing it. Like, you, if that makes sense. But to actually be living is learning, it's growing, it's every day, it's a new challenge. That's for me. I don't feel alive unless I'm like trying different things, like this podcast, you know, taking this leap, trying to get my own store, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, different things, like that's me truly living. You know what I'm saying? I'm planning vacations, and I'm not just planning them, I'm actually booking them, getting a flight and going somewhere and enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. That's truly live. I see something I want, I get it for myself, because I don't want to just be alive and just see the world go on around me. I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of the noise and the commotion. These young kids are really inspirational. Like, it's so funny. Like, I feel weird saying that because a little bit I still feel like I'm 21. But I'm not.
Your 50 is a new 20. Fuck no.
Hey, I'm not.
No, it's not.
Because these knees say something different. But go ahead, Chris.
We're not quite 50, you all. But, you know, we'll just say we've been out of high school a couple of decades plus. I'm just going to say that. We have a certain age. Check, you know, down that list with you. Check. But alive, like you said, you know, I'm alive. I have air and I'm breathing and I'm in my routine, but living is trying different things. You know, it's being honest with yourself and others. You know, it's being accountable. You know, it's wanting to create, you know, YOLO is really bouncing all over my head, and like, you live once, so live Liv, don't sit back and contemplate and look in the hole. Oh, when I get, oh, when I have, you know, we all have that same 168 hours a week. And I wouldn't say dwell on any on the past. What has happened has happened, you know, bad, hurt, ugly, not favored, good, you know. Even for me now, it's to be living, it's to be listening more. It's talking less. But it is also focusing on like, hey, this is what I have access to. This is what I'm grateful for. And this is what I can do. Because life is good to us. It, you know, it makes me think, I told you that gratitude. If I'm grateful, then I'm truly thinking about how I can live my best life. What does that look like? And it's different. It's different from you. It's different from me. But, you know, to anyone listening to this piece or that question of, excuse me, are you truly living? You know, we want you to be thinking about, hey, am I challenging myself?
Right.
Something that really makes me happy. And happiness is not made, it's created, right? So I think truly living is constantly creating happiness, wanting to dwell in joy and doing things that, man, that you can. Why you got a chance? You know?
Yep. I think that, like, it's a term that you hear old people say that, what is it, how does it go? Something is, youth is wasted on the youth, or...
I don't remember.
I can't remember, but what I'm saying is, don't, like, you made a point, like, do it while you can. And I mean, like, do it while you have the zeal to enjoy the things that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, living is gonna, you're gonna slow down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what age. Right.
What? It.
Like, you ain't gonna always have knees like Megan.
Yeah.
So drop it while you can.
Yeah. And look, if you ain't got them knees like Megan, work on them motherfuckers.
Right.
Can't walk. Start crawling. You know, it's like right now is the only moment that's guaranteed to us.
Right.
So truly living is like right now is life. Don't miss it. Don't miss out on that. You know, fuck how anybody feel that too. I think people put barriers on life because what somebody gonna think? What Keisha them gonna say? What Lisa got to do about it? What mom, grandma them ain't gonna like it? She made me think of Stella Groove on saying, man, almost basically fuck the elder. Get out of that. You know, create that. You and what you're want to do, you know, respectfully, your babies, your kids, and what, you know, if they can't take, but if there are some things you know you haven't done for you, now is the time. And that's truly living. Like you said, right. We get bogged down. It's easy to get bogged down, you know. Now, don't jump out
of being alive.
Cut your whole coin off. Just, you know, be smart about this shit. Don't, you know, that ain't to say, fuck that, I'm living now, so I'ma quit my job and start my business, and you ain't got
the plan at first.
Yeah. Now we gotta
don't do that. Don't do that.
We gotta be smart about it, right? But truly living does. It makes me think here, now, and trust me, don't be on that petty sheet. But sometimes, I don't know, you have to get petty to be. Just be grateful. I'm telling you, well, that attitude of gratitude, it's everything. It's everything. Balance. I'm going to recommend that. Truly living for me too has been being quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet so that you can really listen and hear some things. And I'm saying, like, meditate. I have... Man, the Balance app has changed my life. If y'all don't know about Balance, the Balance app, something else, and just 3 minutes a day. I take that time to get quiet, right? And that's truly living to me. It's odd, right? Because if you think about living, I think sometimes it's, well, in another time, it's been partying and what all I can do, how slizzard I can get, and any of that. And that is part of living, right? But mm-hmm. to don't reflect on, you know, sometimes it is right here, right now, in this moment.
I'm going to tell you a quote.
I can't see it, but I can feel it.
I'm going to tell you a quote that literally changed my life, right? So I referenced this book before on the episode, but Jennifer Lewis, like, that lady is, like, she is so powerful. But I was looking at a TED Talk she was doing or something, and she said something about, like, this question, and she said, you better live while you can. And she said, you only got one life to live, so don't let life drive you crazy. You drive that motherfucker. It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. She said, don't let life drive you crazy. You drive that motherfucker. It's yours. It's your life. So you got to make the best of what you know what I'm saying? It's yours. You can't just go through life letting life beat you down. It's yours.
No matter what they said, what she did, how right. you know, he a hoe, them kids bad, you know, all that.
All that.
No, I love that too. Drive, baby.
Right.
Getting that thing like Afri Woodard and what was the lady with all the money? No, she was finna pass away.
Right.
They gonna dance.
Right.
They gonna dance.
Right. Go out and eat, pray, love a little bit. Like, just go mm-hmm. go do some stuff. Like, I do feel like that in the African American community, we are not, I don't see us exploring a lot. I'm seeing it a little bit more now with the social media and all that stuff. You see people that, like, you see more people of color in places that we don't normally be. Mm-hmm. But I do think that we can explore a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. what we have, it's way more life to live outside of our hood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and even within our hood, like, people are quick to say it's boring or I ain't got nothing to do. Well, did you go to the museum? Because that's very interesting. And then I just found a little place right here on the river that you could take a little pontoon boat out, you and eight of your homegirls, and y'all could get slithered on the water. Like, it's things to do that are outside of mm-hmm. our norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a brunch on the boat where you and eight of your friends to get out on the boat. They ride you down the Halifax River. Y'all have mimosas and good food, and then they bring okay. you back. You know what I'm saying? We don't do stuff like that, but it's there for you to do.
We're going to promo it, too. We're going to have a whole gathering, a girls' collectively, because we can.
Right.
To change that. I love it. That ooh, drive.
Yeah,
driving me crazy. I'm gonna drive that mother.
Right.
Let's explore. You know, it's beautiful to question, ask questions, and don't be afraid to write down. You know, we can't go through willy nilly. If we are, I'll tell you that, and then you look up and life has passed you by. Someone shared with you. Someone shared with me, and it's really my kind of my take home in that truly living and why you are you, it ties together for me in that self-discipline, that self-love, it's the strongest, right? It's time. It's time for us, for you, for anyone who has been stagnant, who just know, like, I could be doing more. I could love on me more, and I want to do some things different. You know, I want to ask tough questions and then explore what those questions are. I'm going to say, don't flock if you have been, because that I've been in that place. I'm not just flocking. I want to fly, right? And don't ask for help, and don't be on, oh, I want to explore it, or I'm listening to you all and I want to change it, or I'm going to do something about it. If you're not, you know, you're going to want, if you want to just stay where exploring ain't coming, you know, so be open into all of these questions, y'all. It's a mindset. We're asking mindset questions. They're not no right or wrong answer, but my take home is, be ready to fly and answer tough questions truthfully. So that, you know, I think in all that we shared, you can live in abundance, and abundance in your gratitude, abundance in your love, abundance in your openness to have more, to be more, to do more, to be better with parents, you know. And it comes to a point for me, or what I've reflected on in a recent decision, that it's not about me. And y'all better watch out, because, bitch, I might be a top of lobbyist. I'm just saying. I be feeling, ooh, got some superpowers over here. Let's go. I'm about to explore that, cousin. Well, I love you all. I love you all, and I thank you for even putting it on my mind, because I am. I'm thinking about, this is nice, but I want bigger. So,
right.
That might
this
be
is
my
nice, but I want nice. My take home would be, for why I am who I am, or for why you are who you are, and are you living or just alive, or are you alive or truly living? It would be, for all of our listeners, I don't know what you believe or how you believe, but God, the universe, the creator, the first mother, Eve, Adam, whoever you want to accredit the start of life to, because I don't want to alienate nobody. But for me, it's God made me who I am. So I am who I am. And in that, he gave us free will and he gave us choice. So I choose to live, not just be alive. And I'm That's out.
Good. That's good. Embrace some imperfections. Do that shit.
Right.
Do it because you can.
Right.
We love you all.
That's all.
As I always say, until next time.
Girls collective.